Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan. I am not affiliated with any company mentioned in this episode. It's August 15th, 2026. Imagine running a 27 billion parameter multimodal model locally with a native context window measured in the hundreds of thousands of tokens. Mozilla quietly drew a line in the sand. Firefox will continue supporting the full uBlock origin experience, even as Chromium browsers finish moving to Manifest V3, which removes the low-level extension APIs ad blockers depend on. That preserves dynamic filtering and blockless power that MV3 would weaken for Chromium users. If ad blocking matters to you, this is a concrete reason to stick with or move back to Firefox. Google published AIR, an open-source compiler to let models run on homomorphically encrypted inputs so servers can process ciphertext without seeing raw data. Commenters pointed out homomorphic inference today can be about 1,000 times slower in practice, so HEIR's practical value depends on compiler tricks and new accelerators. Watch whether AIR can move homomorphic inference from academic demos into usable enterprise workflows. Alibaba's Twen team released Twen 3.8 and an open-weight 27 billion parameter variant that ships with FP8 quantized weights and a native 262,000 token context window. That combination is unusual. An open-weight multimodal model that claims native support for long-horizon agentic tasks and images and videos, not just text. The release includes deployment-friendly artifacts that work with popular runtimes like Hugging Face and VLLM and offers knobs for internal reasoning. In the release notes, they even say thinking mode is on by default, with parameters called reasoning_effort and preserve_thinking.
Early testers on Hacker News and in the community reported a mixed but interesting picture. Several people praised its code generation quality and image outputs, and one public test solved a tough private benchmark that similar local models failed. But those wins came with real cost. Reviewers reported long internal reasoning traces and memory quirks, with one experiment taking 12 plus minutes and consuming lots of VRAM to reach its answer. That trade-off shows up in deployment guidance, too. The team published recipes for VLLM and other runtimes and warned you should test FP8 quantization and KV cache settings against your workload. This release matters because it signals where on-premise and local AI is heading. Models tuned for agents and very long context windows, not just raw parameter count. The practical upshot is a split design space. You can get much more capable behavior by letting the model think for many tokens, but that requires different hardware and operational choices than the short-term inference most cloud APIs assume. A concrete place to watch: whether community quantization and runtime patches can cut the runtime and VRAM costs enough to make these agent-style traces usable in production. Expect teams experimenting now to produce the first real-world patterns for when long-context multimodal agents are worth the engineering trade-offs. If models with a 262,000 token window become common, teams will be judged more by their infrastructure and quantization choices than by raw model size. I'm Alex Morgan, Debug the Hype. Thanks for listening.